A New Zealand-led multinational force is heading to Tonga to assist local communities in the Ha'apai Islands. Exercise Tropic Twilight will see 68 units from New Zealand, 8 from Tonga and 10 from other regional partners collaborate in engineering and medical projects. Whenau Whenua spoke with the New Zealand Squadron Major James Brosnan, who is the Senior National Officer for Exercise Tropic Twilight.
Could you describe this exercise in Tonga?
Yes, so Exercise Tropic Twilight is a New Zealand Defence Force-led exercise focusing on humanitarian assistance and disaster relief. It is a Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade-funded activity, which we're focusing on Tonga this year, in order to build resiliency against future disasters and to support stability within the region.
You talked about disaster resilience. Could you expand on some of the things you'll be training on in regards to that?
We are deploying a 78-strong team to the Ha'apai Island Group in Tonga, and what we're going to focus on is renovating community facilities within the island to support them in any future disasters. So examples of that include constructing a toilet block at an evacuation centre and accessibility ramps into that facility. We're also going to do repair works on 2 schools, which are also used as evacuation points in the communities.
Are there any other participants in this exercise besides the New Zealand Defence Force and Tongan Army?
Yes, so we have invited international partners who support the Pacific. This year that includes participants from Vanuatu, Fiji, Papua New Guinea, Australia, United Kingdoms and Japan.
And how important are exercises like this with Pacific Island countries?
It's important for us as New Zealand to have these exercises in the Pacific with our Pacific partners. Because it allows us to operate together, to better understand ourselves and how we integrate with each other. And it also allows us to be ready for any future deployments where we may operate together.
Is there, and the military aspect of this, the defence aspect, could you describe what kind of training it would involve?
So the team will be focused on construction effects, which is one of the key outputs of the group going there. And health effects. So these are both enabling activities that would support any military operations if we were to deploy elsewhere.
How many soldiers are being deployed? Are units being deployed to Tonga for this?
Yes. So there is a 78-strong team deployed to Tonga, which includes 10 international partners, and we will also meet up with another 8 Tongan military crews once we arrive in country. The exercise will be for 30 days over the month of May.